Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Victim or Victor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's say a relative of yours is ill, sick. You can worry. You can give yourself stomach problems. You can go without sleep. Is that going to heal them? Has that ever healed anybody? Is there a level of intense worrying that actually causes people to be healed? All it does is break down your health. Because you and I were not designed, we were not created to handle this. Your body, your metabolism, your nervous system, your immune system is not designed to handle worry. Worry literally will make you sick. You can worry yourself into serious disease. Do you know that? They've done tests now in these areas and found that a fear response, worry and anxious response, they've been able to measure that it decreases the effectiveness of the immune system. It weakens the immune system. You can sit in your chair and worry half a day and you'll be much more susceptible to the flu or a cold or anything like that. Did you hear me? Literally affects your body. Well, if worry would affect you negatively, how about faith? And the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Would that affect you physically? It's real, friend. God's word is medicine. To all of our flesh, it's life to us. Quickens us. But you got to train yourself. Like I said, if you grew up like me, you were taught and trained to worry. And if you really walk in faith, like you should, people will think something's wrong with you. They'll think, look at him. Poor thing. Ain't got sense enough to worry. Don't even know. They told him he's got a terminal disease. Look at him. Acting like he's having a party today. Poor thing. Look at her. Ain't got enough sense to realize they're about to come repossess everything she's got. Walking around smiling, saying hallelujah. Bless her heart. You understand what I'm talking about? If you really cast all your care on him, that's how you'll be. People will look at you like, don't you know you got serious problems? Serious problems. See, the devil wants you to reverence him. He wants you to reverence your disease. And see, we've been trained that way. For generations now, we've been trained that way. People talk about, did you hear? What? They've got cancer. The big C. And people go, Right? Did you hear? They got to have $100,000 by the end of the month. People go, hundred thousand. If you reverence the problem, you're faithless. Right? How many remember Jesus said, marvel not? There's a whole message just in that. Marvel not. If you're marveling at something, you're not close to getting it. If you think of something or you hear a number or you look at something and it just seems so big and so out of reach that you look at it and go, man. You go looking at cars. You look on the sticker, you go, you got to be joking. I didn't pay that much for my first house. Then you're not even close to having one. Did you hear me now? You're not in the ballpark. Right? But when you get to the place where you look at it and go, hey, God can do that. Sure. Why can't God do that? Right? You can't reverence the problem. Now, Noah, I got all kind of good notes over there, but this is where we are. Y'all believing with me, right? When I first started working with Brother Hagin, they put me on the phones, and then they put me counseling. And I remember the first couple, I grew up, like I said, next door in Mississippi, in the country. We didn't have a lot of money, but we were blessed. My parents loved each other and stayed together, and we grew our own food, and I mean, we lived a good life. I romped and run in the country and had a good childhood. And while some of these people, they're coming from all over the world, you know, and I'm wet behind the ears, got no experience, and they begin to tell me about their problems. And they begin to get into stuff, and I got my Kleenexes there, and I'm telling you, as they're going on, that finally they'd look at me and cry and go, oh my God, Brother Keith, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'd reach and hand them a Kleenex, and I'd get one for me too. Because I'm thinking, you messed up. You are messed up. I didn't know you could get that messed up. And so they're crying, and I'm crying. I'm going, whew. But that didn't help them. Right? Us crying. And what are we doing, though? What are we doing? We're reverencing the problem, aren't we? We're going, oh, great problem. How great thou art. Oh, I don't think Jesus himself could do anything. Well, that's what people are saying without meaning to. That's what they're saying. But I had to get to the place where no matter what I heard or what I saw, I'd give them a Kleenex, but I didn't get one for me. I'd say, yeah, but the word says. Isn't that what we just got through reading? Trouble on every side. Yet. Not distressed. Perplexed, but. Not in despair. Well, we got symptoms of sickness. Yeah, but. The word of God said. By stripes. You were healed. You got to have more respect from that. And so many times I would give people, there were different times I'd give people the word, and I'd start to give them like Isaiah 53 or 1 Peter, and they'd finish it for me. One fellow said, young man, he said, I was following Brother Hagin while your mama's still changing your diaper. Now, you don't say everything you think, but I had some thoughts right then, which I didn't say, but one of my thoughts was, well, if you know so much, what you doing here trying to get a young whippersnapper like me to help, right? But I didn't say that. But then the Lord helped me to see, because after that, I would try to say, well, they already know this. I try to find something new. But how many know we don't need to find something new? We need to act on what we've heard. We need to believe what we've heard. And the Lord corrected me on that. He said, no, you don't need to look for something new that they hadn't heard. He said, when somebody tells you their problem and you give them the word and they're still upset, that's because they don't believe my word. Did you get that now? You hear the word about your problem and you're still scared and upset. It's because you don't believe the word. You don't believe it. Because if you believe it, there's nothing to be scared about anymore. If you believe it, there's nothing to be depressed about anymore. If you believe by his stripes, you were and are healed, and with long life, he's going to satisfy you. If you believe that, then you're no longer scared of the disease. Amen. Casting all of your care over on him. All of it. Now go with me, how about it? We were there in 1 John 4 when we started. Go with me. Like I said, I'll review a little bit more. But go with me, if you would, to 1 Samuel 22. 1 Samuel 22. This morning we talked about, are you a victim or a victor? And we talked about the spirit of faith. We just got through reading. Like Brother Hagin used to say, the spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. Why don't you say that a few times? The spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. Let's say it two more times together. The spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. Once again. The spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. 1 John 5:4 said, you know, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. The victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And so people who are in faith, they have that unmistakable smell of victory about them. Tone of victory in their voice. Look of victory. They got the spring of victory in their step. They're not defeated. They're not down. They're the victorious ones. The spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. We gave definition of a victim. A victim is called, synonyms of the word victim is underdog, rich, unfortunate. Some people today would say unlucky. We don't believe in luck. Casualty, fatality, injured party. If you take the role of the injured party, somebody who's been hurt, then you're not a victorious one. You're a helpless victim. Can't be both. You got to identify with the risen Christ. Not your failures in life. Not somebody else's sins against you. Not your past experiences. You must identify with the Lord. In Him, we're complete. Who are you in Him? What are you in Him? I said out loud, I'm not a victim. I'm in Him. Well, what are you in Him? Oh, you're an overcomer. You're righteous. You're forgiven and cleansed. Right? Made holy, made clean, made right. In Him, you can't think about in life and in past, and you got to think about in Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Be a Victor, Not a Victim, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R203B. That's R203B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.